Johnny?
Yes, sir.
Here's your mail. Take it to Rock Creek and ride like Satan himself was on your horse's heels. Yeah! Citizens, hardly will the cloud of dust that envelops that rider die away before the puff of smoke from the steam cars will be seen all along the horizon of our fair country. Citizens of St. Joseph, I bid you give 3 cheers for the first overland passage of the United States Mail.
Today's radio play, Pony Boy, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Well, here it is, Lou.
Oh, let me see, Uncle Dan.
Well, read it out to me. My glasses is up in my vest pocket.
All right, Uncle Dan. Wanted. Young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18. Must be expert riders willing to risk death daily. Often preferred. Wages, $125 per week. Apply Dan Winters, local agent, Majors, Russell, and Waddell Pony Express.
Mm-hmm. Guess that about gives it.
Do you expect to have many answers to your ad, Uncle Dan?
Well, the news of Slim Goble's being shot out of his saddle may steer a few away, but most of the young bloods will look at the wages and think of the excitement. And they'll be in here to take the oath.
Uncle Dan?
Yes, Lou?
Are you only going to sign riders under 18, like your ad says?
Well, of course, if a good man comes along who's a little mite older, why, I guess I wouldn't refuse to give him the oath. Well, who's that?
Why, it's Lem Logan. I'll open the door.
Lazy Lem and his guitar. Don't tell me he's got gumption enough to ride the Pony Express.
With my banjo on my knee.
Howdy, Lem.
Howdy, Uncle Dan. Howdy, Miss Lou.
Hello, Lem.
Have you got to put that guitar in the storehouse, Lem, if you're going to sign up with my outfit.
Sign up with your outfit?
Yes. Ain't you come down to answer my ad in today's Gazette?
Uncle Dan, advertised for some new riders, Lem.
Oh, shucks. I ain't aiming to risk my neck riding the government mail. You know me. When I can lie down, I don't sit up. And when I can sit down, I don't stand up. No, sirree.
Lazy as ever, hey, Lem?
No, I ain't lazy. But me and my old guitar like each other's company too well. Hey, you mind if I sit down? I don't aim to bother you none.
Well, set yourself, Lem. You ain't bothering me none.
If you're going to sit down, Lem, you might play us out of tune.
Well, I don't mind if I do. A group of jolly cowboys discussing things at ease. Says one, I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I am an old cowpuncher, and here I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a tough one and take on great big gags. When I left home, boys, my mother for me cried. She begged me not to leave her, for me she would have died. My mother's heart is breaking, breaking for me, that's all. And with God's help, I'll see her when the work's all done is all. That very night, the cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and cloudy and storming very hard. His paddle horse did stumble and upon him did fall. The boy won't see his mother when the work's all done this fall.
Oh, that was sad, but mighty lovely, man.
Glad you fancied it, Miss Lee.
Yes, Uncle Dan?
Where's them letters for Carson City?
Oh, I'll get them. I put them in the safe.
Yeah, I wish some young blood had come in and volunteer. That mail's got to be took through. Sure, I can't persuade you to join the Pony Express, Rider's Limb.
Just no. I aim to do all my riding in a rocking chair.
Well, now it's a great outfit, Limb. Got stations all the way from St. Joe to San Francisco, California. Mail is delivered from one town to the one at the other end in 10 days.
Well, that sure is something to wonder at, Uncle Dan.
Dan Winters around?
I'm Dan Winters.
My name's Davis. Gil Davis. I come down in answer to that ad of yours in today's Gazette.
Well, glad to meet you, young man. You got a horse?
Yep, right outside. Fastest filly in the country.
Lou, fetch me my glasses.
All right, Uncle Dan.
Got any references, young man?
Yes, sir. Here's a couple of letters.
Good. Now, I'll look them over presently. Now, it's only fair to warn you that this is a risky work. Lim Goebel's one of my riders, just got shot out of his saddle. Other boy's doing double duty until I can get someone to fill Slim's boots.
I know all about him, Mr. Winters. I'm your next pony boy.
Here's the glasses, Uncle Dan.
Oh, thank you, Lou. Oh, this is Gil Davis, who wants to ride for me.
Oh.
And my niece Lou, young man.
How do you do, Mr. Davis?
Tolerably, ma'am. Hope I see you in good health.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I'm Lam Holder.
Howdy.
All one piece and ain't say so, thank you. I sure don't envy you none if you get bore in as a pony boy.
Well, your references here suits me, Gil. Do bring me the oath and the Bible.
All right, Uncle Dan.
When can you start, Gil?
Right this minute, if you want me.
Yeah, Uncle Dan.
Good. Here. Gil, place your hand on the book and read this here oath.
I do hereby swear before the great and living God that during my engagement while I'm an employee of Majors Russell and Waddell, I will under no circumstances use profane language, that I will drink no intoxicating liquors, that in every respect I will conduct myself honestly and be faithful to my duties, to help me God.
Kiss the book.
Yes.
Now sign the oath.
Yeah, y'all.
There you are, Mr. Davis. Time,
deal,
and
deal. Now, don't pay them no mind, Gil. Here's a Bible for you and a gun. Now, read the Bible every day. Use the gun only in case of injury to your body or your horse or in defense of the mail.
Yes.
One piece of advice before you ride to Rock Creek. If you're shot at, don't try to give battle. Just ride like the wind. The mail must get through.
How's the new pony boy getting on, Miss Lou?
Oh, Gil Mr. Davis is doing fine.
Oh, my love is a rider.
Oh, now you stop, Lem.
Oh, shucks, Miss Lou. What you reading up about? There ain't no sin and no secret you're liking that young fella. You know there's a song that goes, my love is a rider, riding the lonely plain. And my only joy is when the only boy comes riding home again. My heart is true to the boy in blue who rides the Pony Express. When the sun smiles low, away he'll go, riding into the west. As the moon rides high in the midnight sky, I whisper a prayer to thee. Oh, Lord, be the dawn, please send him home. Send him riding home. My love is a rider, riding the rolling plain. And my only joy is when the only boy comes riding home again.
Oh, that was mighty nice, Lynn. And I let you in on a secret.
Yeah? What?
Gil and I are going to be married next month, if all goes well.
Well, now, ain't that fine?
Oh, it'd be fine if Gil would only get here with that mail. He's late, and that is usual.
I hear a horse coming down the road now.
Oh, that must be Gil. What kept you?
I got shot at by some roadies.
What? Oh, Gil, are you hurt?
No, but my horse got scratched.
Oh.
I put the mail down here and then feed it to the horse. Hi, Lynn.
Howdy. What's this about road agents?
Heard bad Bill Baxter's around these parts. Might have been him shot at me. I couldn't see who it was. I didn't wait.
Oh. Registered mail. This thin envelope must be valuable, Gil.
Yep. Those are stock certificates. They can be turned into cash for anybody who gets them.
Oh.
The rest of the stuff is just the usual mail. Come on, Lou, let's see to my horse.
All right.
Be sure you come back and let me know how she is.
Just sure you're not hurt, dear.
Sure I'm not hurt, honey. You never touched me.
Oh, that's good. Who's that, dear?
I don't know.
Well, how about you stop looking? I'm afraid, Bill.
Why, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Oh. Whoa!
Bill, he's got his gun pointing at us.
Wait, Hotard.
Hotard, this. What is this, a holder?
Yeah, hold me. Get back in that old. Oh. Go on, get back
right,
in there.
Oh.
Go on, get back.
It's all right, honey.
Get back in there, get in there. Hold me. I know you brought
registered
mail in here,
kid,
and I want it.
Oh,
dear,
no.
Hold on.
Howdy, strangers. You don't have no objections if I go right on playing it.
Yeah, your hands on that thing is as good as in the air, but don't you stop playing.
Oh, I won't. Don't worry.
Where's that mail? Here it is. Thanks for opening it. That makes it easier for me. Ah, ain't got time to read these now. So I'll take them with me. I'll do none of you poke your nose outside this door until I get a good piece down the road. I'm a dead shot.
Oh, Bill.
Oh.
There he goes.
Yeah. With the nail in the jaw.
And I'll win.
Now, don't start to take on none, folks. Nothing serious has happened.
Oh, Lem, how can you say that?
Yeah, you just sat there and played that flunkety guitar. My job in the future went out that door.
Red Bandy got those stock certificates. Now they'll file you.
No, they won't. That bandit didn't get nothing but some old circulars.
What? Oh, Lim, what did you break your guitar for?
Well, when I heard him coming in, I stuck the regular mail under me, and I stuffed the registered certificates into my guitar. Here they are.
Oh, Lim, you darling.
Hey, you're all right, Logan. You'll get a big reward for this.
Oh, shucks. I don't want no reward. But I'd like it mighty fine if I could have a new guitar with pearl inlaid frets.
You have been listening to a dramatization suggested by one of the many interesting stories and articles appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has a message of real interest for you.
Upon Dave.